This is the Midsummer Night's Dream number 9, and it's the second last. I'm going to give you 10. Now, in the wood, in the forest, everything gets into a state of chaos. Even Lysander stops loving Hermia because of the mistake that Puck makes with the magic potion. Instead of putting the drops into the eyes of Demetrius so that he falls in love with Helena, he gets confused and he puts the drops of the magic potion which Oberon has given him to use in order to solve the chaos that there is between these two couples. So anyway, you will read about that, that the plot is kind of not very complicated, but it's confusing to see all the passages, because at some point the two men, remember that it's always the men, the males, who change their mind and are unstable and untrustworthy in Shakespeare's comedies. In this comedy here, Lysander and Demetrius, at some point Lysander is in love with Helena, and Demetrius also becomes enamored with Helena, of course, as the magic potion. But the two girls, in reality, keep loving the same man. They are the principle of stability. They don't change their mind. Of course, they're not subjected to the drops, which Puck is using, the magic potion. The magic potion, per se, is a symbol of the irrationality an instability of love and passion and eros and desire. Anyway, in the wood, in the forest, as I'm saying, all hell breaks loose. Okay, everything becomes chaotic. Titania falls in love with Bottom, who is transformed by Puck into an ass. Bottom has the head of an ass. Titania falls in love with him. That was Oberon trying to punish Titania. Demetrius falls in love with Helena. Lysander falls in love with Helena. So everything is chaos. Everything goes wrong because of this magic potion, which is misused by Puck. So chaos, confusion, conflict, and violence. At some point, some words become really violent. Demetrius becomes extremely violent, and Lysander becomes extremely violent against Hermia. There's, the threats that are given voice to are extremely powerful. So be careful when you read pay attention to what the men tell the women at some point. Pay attention also to dreams. At some point, Hermia has a dream, which is a proleptic dream. It's a dream which prefigures Lysander's betrayal. Pay attention to every single mythological story which is evoked in the text. At some point, for example, I'm just going to give you one example, and go and check the stories. Okay, go and find out the stories that we are being referred to. In Act 2, Scene 2, the fairies sing, le fate cantano la ninna nanna per Titania che sta per addormentarsi, and in those lines, the story of Philomela. The figure of Philomel is mentioned. Now you go and check the story of Philomel, because it's utterly tragic, and she, that's a story of rape, of mutilation, because Philomel is raped by Tereus, the king of Thrace, who is married to her sister. She is her tongue is cut off, so she cannot tell who the rapist is. So it's a terribly violent story, again, between a male and a female. And the male operates on the female with an an amount of violence which is unbelievable. You know, stories from Ovid's Metamorphoses are very violent stories. So, for example, that, or then Ariadne is also mentioned. So please pay attention to every single mythological reference that you find. Read the story, go and check what the story is about, because it's all connected to the plots, sorry, to the plot and the themes and the motifs of the play itself. Pay attention to the specular situations that you find between, for example, the two royal couples, Theseus and Hippolyte on the one hand and Oberon and Titania on the other. It's war of the sexes. It's females and males trying to prevail on one another. So the idea that Eros and love is extremely pugnacious, la pugna, la battaglia, che distingue i rapporti intergenerici, tra generi diversi. Pay also attention to the theme of, yet again, an original friendship, and I'm referring to Hermia and Helena. They used to be best friends. They were, again, Helena at some point says, we were like two cherries. Servemo come due ciliegie attaccate allo stesso origine. No, le ciliegie sono due, ma derivano da uno stesso centro. Again, here we see the concept that for a new relationship to be formed, in this case, an erotic, an heterosexual relationship, you know, male female, an old relationship, which is usually one of friendship between, you know, same sex friendship, in this case, Hermia and Helena, but keep in mind also Antonio and Bassanio and the Merchant of Venice. An old friendship has to somehow be sacrificed. Now, unlike in Othello, the happy ending also requires the father Egeus to accept the situation, which is something that Brabantio does not do in Othello. Brabantio dies out of mere grief because of what Desdemona did. Egeus, at the end, who is a very minor character, accepts, actually without even motivating his own acceptance, the outcome, the fact that Hermia is going to marry Lysander anyway.